These sorts of parables and tales also bombard us through the movies. There's even a handbook for writers about how to incorporate the hero's journey, as described by Joseph Campbell in The Hero with a Thousand Faces, into one's screenplay. The author, Christopher Vogler, has worked for Disney and other Hollywood studios, and his book, The Writer's Journey, offers a simple 12-step recipe for movie makers.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Number 2. The Call to Adventure.
You must learn the ways of the Force if you're to come with me to Alderaan.
It wasn't until I was in film school, around the time the first Star Wars movie came out, I was at the USC Film School, and I encountered Campbell's ideas, The Hero with a Thousand Faces in particular. And it blew my mind and changed my life, as it has for many people. So my job, I think, was to translate his examples into movie examples, where he would refer to the myth of Gilgamesh or something from Celtic fairy lore. I went to classic movies, to The Wizard of Oz and eventually to Star Wars and other things that were contemporary. And it sort of infected Hollywood. It was almost like a virus that went through the whole brain of Hollywood. Everybody suddenly started talking a little bit of this language. And they could see that it was being used by filmmakers, not just Lucas. John Borman and George Miller of the Mad Max movies were students of Campbell and were using it quite consciously.
Number 3, refusal of the call.
I can't get involved. I've got work to do. It's not that I like the Empire. I hate it, but there's nothing I can do about it right now.
I think it is, a pitfall for the creative person that if you are too self-conscious or conscious of following the thing like a cookbook recipe, then the bones stick out, to mix metaphors. It isn't pretty. And the audience really does know these patterns very, very well, especially today. They've been exposed to many more stories than people ever heard in the old days. And they know. They see it coming. So the artist's job now is to sort of lead them down a path and say, okay, you recognize this, remember this, you expect this to happen now, but then do something they don't expect and show us a unique combination.
You know, it's not going to take them long to figure out what happened to us.
It could be worse.
Number 6, tests, allies, worse. Enemies.
There's something alive in here.
That's your imagination.
Something just moved past my leg.
Please don't put me into a box and don't tell me how it's always been done. I'm going to reach down into my guts and pull something raw out of there, and that'll be the art. I do run into that comment a lot from the artistic temperament. The answer to that, I think, is that the audience will still try to make something that they understand out of that. I mean, I made a student film that was rebellious and trying this artistic trick of just shut your eyes and reach in there and throw a lot of stuff at the screen. I made a crazy samurai movie. And by golly, when the audience saw it, they said, very interesting how you've put in the backstory and the character motivation. And I didn't even have characters, I thought, but they put it in there. It's like people who look at a Jackson Pollock painting and try to make it into it. I think it's a snowstorm and I see a man in there. You know, most people who aren't artists professionally need to have that kind of orientation.
Use the Force, Luke.
Number 11, resurrection.
Let go, Luke.
It seems to give people orientation and meaning. It allows them to try to lay some meaning onto a chaotic world. And I think we need it even more today because things are moving so fast and are so chaotic.
Remember, the Force will be with you, always.